Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NTSB investigators are focusing on a fan blade that snapped during Tuesday's deadly engine failure during a Southwest Airlines flight. Inspecting those blades is not easy.
Bloomberg reporter Alan Levin looked into that and joins us now on our newsline. Alan, why is it so hard to inspect and test these fan blades?
Well, the problem is that sometimes, anyway, it's difficult to see beneath the surface of a big hunk of metal like this. So obviously you can get up pretty close to these fan blades and see them, and you can determine if they have external damage and that sort of thing. But the real tricky part comes in finding microscopic cracks that are not visible to the naked eye, or worse, some sort of hidden malformation within the surface of the metal that becomes very difficult to see. Now, I would say, I don't want to alarm people, you know, they have all sorts of techniques that use ultrasonic sound waves, electromagnetic current, and other things to try to enhance their ability to see beyond what the human eye can see. And so, you know, and in the main, these things are mostly detected. So it's not like there's these hidden time bombs on every plane out there. But it can be tricky.
Alan, the maker of the engine recommended inspecting the fan blades within 12 months, but Southwest wanted more time. Why?
Well, their argument was that they had more engines out there than the initial proposal by the Federal Aviation Administration suggested. But I have to say, I'm not overly worked up about that time, that argument by Southwest. These sorts of back and forths go on all the time. The Federal Aviation Administration issues literally 3 to 10 orders like this every day. And the industry and the FAA often have a little back and forth about what's an appropriate time and what isn't. And that argument was made before this accident, of course. You know, now Southwest is rushing to complete it. And you could argue that's a PR move and everything. But, you know, the difference was between 18 months and a year. So it wasn't like they were saying we don't want to do it at all.
Bloomberg reporter Alan Levin. Good insight. Thanks, Alan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.